Hello and welcome to this service from the Western Heights Uniting Church. Today is going to be a communion service, so if you haven't already got it, you might like to go and get some bread and some wine or something that can serve as that, so that when we come to the place where we break the bread and we drink the cup, you can share with us in what is probably the most intimate moment of our union with Christ and with each other, the communion service. I'm also going to light a candle in a minute. That's a statement of faith, really, that Christ is with us. A statement of faith that Christ is the light of the world. You're welcome here today. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from. It doesn't matter what your state, whether you're rejoicing or whether you're sorrowful. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity, your sexuality, your status, your wealth, whether you're poor or rich, your health, whether you're mental or physical. God loves you. We give thanks for the land. We pay our respects to its custodians, the Wadawurrung. We honour their elders, past, present and emerging. And we travel together with Christ, the light of the world, to show the way for us. So we light a candle. The light of the world be with you, and may that light show you the path that you've got to travel, so that wherever your footsteps take you, you both find and pass on healing and wholeness that God brings to everything we are and do. And now, sit back and enjoy this story that Karen's going to tell us from a book that's written by our First Nation people, for our First Nations people, talking about respect. So over to you, Karen.
Respect. Written by Auntie Faye Muir and Sue Lawson and illustrated by Lisa Kennedy. Our way is old, older than red earth. Older than flickering stars. Our way is respect. Respect for stories that shimmer through tall grass. For songs that soar over mountain tops. Respect for elders gathered beside dancing fire. For ancestors always with us. Respect for sea eagle preening. For red gum leaves tumbling to parched earth. Respect for family who show us the way. Our way is respect. We listen. Learn, share. We respect country, each other, me.
Our scripture reading today comes from St. Paul's letter to the church in Colossae. And Paul wrote this to that church about Christ. And what he said was, he is the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things on heaven and earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers, all things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He's the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. When we read about church history, we usually hear about the times when it's been at its worst. And that's usually been the times when it's been coupled with some political party or some kind of nationalism, when it's been involved in worldly power. And in these moments, there have been many times when the church has completely lost that emphasis that St. Paul puts on the inclusiveness of Christ. And it's quite amazing to me that St. Paul, who says so clearly that Christ is all things and all things in him are united, so weird that he's been used so often to argue that so many people should be excluded. I think Paul has been kidnapped and used as a mouthpiece many, many times for something that he wouldn't have had a bar of. St. Paul's understanding is that Christ is the fullness of God in all of creation, and all things are united in him. Now, we're going to share communion in a few minutes. When Jesus left us his most moving and his deepest symbol of who he is, he offered, as the vehicle for that, the fruit of the land, bread and wine, and he offered himself, a living person, to his disciples, to very human people that they were. And he said that they were one with him. Jesus wanted to show what God was like. He wanted to show what the kingdom of God was like. And so he went across all the barriers of race and religion and respectability. He told stories about sparrows and trees and sheep and human struggles of women and men, of kings and servants, to show us where the kingdom of God is and what the kingdom of God is like. The one thing he wouldn't get involved in was siding with power and exclusion and superiority and judgmentalism. When St. Paul says of Christ that in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, it's about as an absolute a statement as you can possibly get. He says that the purpose was to reconcile all things to himself and to make peace, even at the cost of his life by crucifixion. You know that I'm always encouraging everyone to look for those moments when God is at work, usually often anonymously. Well, I see God at work every time I hear that song, "We are one, but we are many, and from all the lands on earth we come." I love that song. It's a very strong statement. I love the way that it picks up the whole of creation in it. "I'm the hot wind from the desert, on the black soil of the plains. I am the ancient heart, the keeper of the flame." I love the way that it implies that we're all a part of it because we're a part of God. The idea that we're all one in Christ isn't something that we achieve by holding a right doctrine. It's a reality of life that we're called by Jesus and by Paul to recognize and to live out and to bear testimony to in our attitudes, in our actions, in everything we are and do. We belong to each other. And our divisions are the problem. They're not the cure. God's there. God is to be seen and celebrated. I can hear the birds singing outside the window at the moment. God is there. And that recognition from Jesus meant that he saw and acted out God as present with the Canaanite woman, with the Roman soldier, the leper, the tax collector, the Pharisees, the fishermen, the homeless beggar, the birds of the air, the waves of the sea. We are one, but we are many. It's an affirmation that we need the whole world to hear, and we need to remember that we are included, and God is the inclusion. I love this little song that Karen and I are going to sing for you. "We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord."
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. In our land, and they know we
For the last few weeks, I've been asking people if they would keep their minds and hearts attuned, just watching for those moments when God is there in the most unexpected places sometimes, sometimes in very small things and sometimes in very large things. Jeff responded, and he responded by sending me a story about something that happened when he was on a tour of the Middle East. Jeff, that story, could you tell us it, please?
Sure. Well, it was back in 2013, and there was a group led by Isabel Greenall, who was our minister at the time, did a tour of Israel. And there was Jan Grigg and Jan Taylor and Janice and myself and Alistair from this congregation that were actually part of that. And this particular day, we'd gone to and got onto a boat that was built in the style of the oldest, olden time.
Oh, the old boat. Fishing boats, yeah. That Jesus would have used.
That's exactly right. And we were going for a trip out onto the lake for the Sea of Galilee.
Mm.
It's actually a lake, but it's a huge lake, so it's commonly called the sea. Mm. Now, this particular boat was fitted with a motor, quite a loud one, and it went chug, 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 chug.
It would take something out of the atmosphere.
All the way along. But it was a beautiful day. It was really calm.
Yeah.
There was sunshine. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. And it was just beautiful, just going out onto the lake. And it occurred to me that this may well have been the spot where Jesus was at some point, because he sailed out onto that lake a number of times.
Mm.
Anyhow, after we'd gone for about 20 minutes or so, Isabel said to the captain, would he stop the motor?
Mm.
And he did that, and the boat just slowly came to a halt.
Mm.
And it was just so calm. And people that had been talking just gently stopped talking. And so there was just silence. And I felt at that moment to myself that this was a really special, and it was almost like I could feel God was right there, right on the boat with us. And then as Isabel announced that we were going to share communion together, and as she did that, there was a breeze came up. And all of a sudden I realised that the boat was actually moving. I could see across to an upright and see it moving against the shoreline.
Yeah.
And it was strange, because it just suddenly, the boat just suddenly took off.
Mm.
And it reminded me of the story, I think it's back in Luke chapter 8, where Jesus was on a boat with the disciples and the storm came up.
Yes.
And and Jesus spoke and calmed the waters, and that made it even more so a special time for me. It really felt as though God was right there, really close. And as we took communion and sat down to partake of it, the wind stopped, and the boat came to a stop, and all was calm again.
Perfect moment.
It was a beautiful moment. Yeah. So that's my story.
Thanks very much for sharing that with us, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
Well,
and thanks for being willing to come in front of a camera to do it. It's a bit scary. And if you've noticed those moments by sharing them, what we do is we encourage each other to think about the presence of God that's always there, but so often we just don't see it. Thanks, Jeff.
No worries.
This is my body that is broken for you. This is the covenant in Christ now renewed. My life for yours, that your life may be mine. This bread is my body, my blood is. is this wine? Eat now and drink, taking life to your soul, and feast on the promise, let Jesus make you whole. Strength for your weakness and forgiveness anew. Take now, this is my body, broken for you. Eat now and drink, taking life to your soul, and feast on the promise, let Jesus make you whole. Strength for your weakness and forgiveness anew. Take now, this is my body, broken.
Peace of the Lord be with you. You might like to share with me as we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Apostle Paul wrote that on the night when he was betrayed, knowing that his time had come to an end, he gathered with his disciples at a table. He took bread, he broke it, he gave it to them, saying, "This is my body broken for you." And then after the supper, in a like fashion, he took a cup, blessed it, gave it to them and said, "Take and drink of this, all of you. This is my blood. This is the new covenant in my blood shed for you." And St. Paul wrote, "As often as you eat this bread, as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim Christ's death until he comes." We're here with all of God's people down through the centuries, sharing in that unity with Christ, which is a unity with each other, which is a unity with God and with all of creation. Him in whom we are united. So this is a place of wholeness, of healing, a place where you come, whoever you are, because you're loved by the God who gave you breath. We do as our Saviour's asked us to do. We take the bread and we break it, remembering him broken for us. We take the cup. We pour it out, remembering him poured out for us. We take these simple things of bread and wine,
set them apart from their normal use. They are for us Christ broken, Christ poured out, our union with him, your inclusion, my inclusion, because of God's great love and grace, the things of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We take the bread, we remember him broken for us. We take the cup, the new covenant in his blood, his life flowing through you and through me. We thank you, Lord, for these things that speak of our unity with you. We thank you for the wholeness that you bring to your earth. We thank you for the healing you bring to our hearts. We thank you for the grace by which we are included with you. Light of the world, light our way. Show us our footsteps through this week ahead. And let us know at each point that you are there, so that your life, your love, your blessing might flow through us. We ask in Christ's name. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. So, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. And we go in the name of Christ. Amen.